This is Twit.
Everybody wants to know, what the hell happened?
So revision
what the hell happened
three,
with what?
With revision three. So revision three. What Kevin and Rose basically started that.
Kevin
right?
Rose and Jay Adelson started revision and three at the same time. They started Dig.
Right.
By the way, I do have my Dig sweatshirt.
He brought in. I can beat you on
Dig
that.
Sweatshirt.
In fact, I'm going to give you. I have a shirt that says Dig 4 was my idea.
By the way, oh really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the thing that killed him. By the way,
the other thing I brought just because
What's
it's
that?
Fun. It's the best of CES.
Oh,
best. Remember this, Judge?
For how many years do we do that?
3 or 4 years?
We would pick, that's a Scotty vest, by the way.
It's a Scotty vest, exactly.
We would pick the best of CES. I'm so glad that we got out of that business. Remember one of the years we picked?
I helped start it.
We picked Moxie?
Yeah,
remember that?
I know. You know what else we picked?
That was a hit.
You know, I actually have one of these still. Oh, God, Data Play. Remember the little discs like this big?
Yeah. That was cool at the time.
It was cool.
That's the problem.
We were trying to decide if it was Sirius or XM 1 year.
Yeah.
I think we picked XM because it was better audio quality.
It's much better audio. It's
anyway, sorry.
But
I derailed you on revision three. I'm sorry.
No, but actually, that was a good topic, the best of CES. And that's the worst. It turns out that's a no-win proposition. It's good for viewership.
It's great. I don't know. It's great for viewership.
But you can't.
It's great for the brand.
You can't pick the... Well, I don't know if it's great for the brand.
It is, because what... And this is the thing. If you do it right, you get your little... And this we did this
you
at PC
little,
Magazine.
I have one somewhere.
You get
best of CES
get that
sticker.
Little award,
yeah.
And you charge companies to put it on the box.
Right.
Back when people bought...
Oh, it's a profit deal.
Totally. It's a licensing deal. You license the award to put on your box.
Little
it's a great
I know.
Business.
Best of CES, baby. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, but you should... You can license that out. You put that on your website, it's a best of. You get $10,000 to license one of those logos out.
So Kevin was doing, we've talked with Kevin.
Lisa, are you listening?
He was doing System and...
The Broken.
Mm-hmm. And so Revision 3...
And then Dignation.
Yeah. Dignation was the big hit.
Those are the first three shows.
So. And that was the hit.
Yeah, Dignation.
In fact, when they decided to stop doing Dignation, did that like kind of put a chill down your spine?
Yeah, of course.
Because that was like...
Other good shows that we built up and people that we brought in, like Young Turks and
well, at what point
Phil
did you
DeFranco
decide?
And
Phil
and
DeFranco.
Guys.
What point did you decide? Oh, we should bring in some YouTube stars.
So here's what happened. So we, you know, we raised a bunch of money. They brought me in as CEO.
How much? Seven, 8 million.
8 million. 2007. I came in mid-year 2007, and we launched a whole bunch of shows. Some with Sarah Lane, some with Martin Sargent, some a whole bunch of great stuff. None of them really. Patrick Norton
Texilla.
Came on.
That did well.
But none at the level of Dignation. None
right.
had that power of Dignation.
Something about Dignation was massive.
Yeah. And we brought in some external shows. Sort of brings, like, we brought in Hack 5.
Right.
Which is great.
Brought Darren out from the East Coast.
Yeah, Darren and Shannon both came out from the East Coast. And a couple others like that. But what happened in the end of 2008, that was when the crash happened.
Right.
And we basically got these notes, from all of our investors. Remember, we were venture-backed startups. We had to listen to them.
That was your mistake, by the way.
It wasn't my mistake. They brought me in when they raised the money. That was Kevin's mistake.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. But
because we in 2008 started doing video.
Right.
And we didn't have to ask anybody's permission. We didn't have to be we were always profitable, but we only spent what we could spend.
Well, and yeah, in this case, it was like, grow big, spend a lot
That's
of money and do this.
Investors are going to want to see some growth.
Right. So anyway, at that point, it was nuclear winter, laid off a third of the staff.
Oy.
And we started saying, we cored back to Dignation and Texil and a couple other things. Mm-hmm. And we started looking at what else was going on. We had just done a deal with YouTube. And I remember in 2009...
As a studio, what was the deal with YouTube? As a make... like a
As
like
an affiliate, that we would put our videos on... I mean, remember, there were 20 or 30 different platforms.
Right.
We had deals
like Machinima or something like that?
No. So it was more like Rever.
Okay.
And Vio.
Okay.
And, God, what was... There was...
These are places you'd put your videos, and then they'd put them on YouTube.
No,
and...
no, they'd put them on their own sites. These were all the sites that competed with YouTube.
I see.
There were 20 or 30 sites that all were going to be the next big thing in online video before YouTube became dominant.
Right. You couldn't do that today, could
Daily Motion, Blip.
Right.
Remember all those Daily Motion's
gone.
Still around.
Yeah, but that's European. That was, that's part of the reason Daily Motion succeeded. It's kind of YouTube for
Europe.
Because
it's France. It's
France.
By the France.
Yeah.
Stop.
Everything you do, you have to have a French version.
So, my name is Léo Laporte. What are you talking about? I know all about this.
Mais oui.
We must have our French version. We cannot do American YouTube. We'd call it VooTube.
Everybody was trying to be YouTube.
Everybody was trying to be not necessarily YouTube. Everybody was trying to be the place for online video.
But that was a real coup to get Phil DeFranco.
Well, so YouTube started growing, right?
Yeah.
And so I started looking at it and saying, we need to put our stuff on YouTube.
Right.
And got to know the platform, found some of the other people doing tech stuff on the platform.
Right.
Including Mark Watson, Soldier Knows Best, mm-hmm. John Rettinger from Techno Buffalo brought mm-hmm. them in to round out the stuff we were doing. And at the same time, started bringing in and picking out some of the key YouTubers and bringing them in and making them part of Revision 3 as affiliates. Not that we would buy them, but we became
You'd
a multi-channel
them.
Network.
You'd yeah. help them. You'd sell them. Ads and stuff and yeah. help them make more
so
money.
So Phil DeFranco was one of them. Mm-hmm. Phil actually came in. So I met Phil. It was a live Dignation at South by Southwest.
Beautiful Brian, Stubbs Barbecue. Stubbs man. Barbecue. Brian, you guys, that was a huge party.
It was huge. Brian Picorni, who was at SV Angel, which is Ron Conway's group, who had invested in us as an angel, said, oh, I got this guy. I'm hanging out with this guy, Phil DeFranco, and I, Justine, and they want to get in. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You're going to VIP.
Come on.
And a year later, he was part of what we were doing. And so basically, we pivoted from being mostly podcasts and mostly right. iTunes and all these other sources right. and mostly long form. To doing more shorter form. I was cutting Dignation up and putting the little episode. Dig bits. Yeah. Dignation Daily, I'd call it, because I'd release one.
We have
day.
Twit bits.
Twit bits, yeah.
So, did that work?
It worked really well.
Yeah.
We built a good business. We made a lot of money on it. And the sort of things that we were doing that you do as well, the sort of in show sponsorships, right? Yep. Where you talk about Audible, you talk about.
YouTube let you do that.
For a while. So they let us do it. Then they got mad at us for doing it. Then yeah. everybody else started doing
yeah.
it. And there's a real back and forth yeah. on now they want a piece of the revenue.
Yeah.
For a while, they were ready to shut us down.
We'll probably be gone from YouTube as soon as they figure out. Yeah. They don't yet know that we exist.
I would always, whenever they would come after us, I would always pull a list of people together that were also doing it. You were always on the list. But I never used you.
No!
I never used
you. Threw me under the bus.
I did not ever throw you under the bus, but you were always on my list. I was like,
Leo's doing it.
But
you know what?
They really
I would use. I used you, too. I'd said, Revision 3's doing
it. We're doing it.
That's how you probably got in trouble was a lot
the
of people
Maker
said,
and Machinima and the other guys
big...
were all pissed because yes. we were doing it.
And they're not allowed to put ads.
And we were making money.
Yeah.
But the reason why we did it, think about it. You put something on YouTube, and they control all the monetization.
And they take a huge chunk.
They take 45%. But they also, they wouldn't put a pre-roll in front of everything. Only one out of every four videos.
Right.
Sometimes an overlay, sometimes not.
You don't have any control.
You have no control. And we're like...
And you don't make, frankly, a lot of money, even if you have millions of views.
It's all about yield per view. How do you get the most amount of money for right. every time somebody looks at a video?
Right.
That's why we did in-show sponsorships.
Right.
Because that's how we would get, whatever it was... Every view, we would make more. We'd make 8, 10, 12 per 1,000 views, whereas if it was just YouTube, it would be $2.
Right. You're making more than four times as much.
Yeah. And that's the only way we could stay in business.
Yeah. It's why we don't. If YouTube says you can't, we'll leave YouTube. We're not going to.
Yeah.
Because that's not financially
it's crazy.
Viable.
Well, your audience is your audience.
But at the same time, why did Revision 3 sell?
So when you're a venture-backed startup, these were the guys that invested in us that invested in Facebook and LinkedIn. And those were going like this.
Yeah.
We're going like this.
Yeah. You're growing. But any normal business person would say, hey, that's nice. Nice growth.
But because
you're
not,
great.
You're
it's not 2X.
You're not on a path to unicornhood.
You're not
right?
going to be a $1 billion company.
It's been 5 years. You're not going to do that. You know, right. Let's start thinking about selling.
Exit.
So
we want our money out of it.
Started, and I spent, the last 2 years of Revision 3 talking to investors, talking to what they call strategics, which are the big
so
companies.
So you could see this coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be in board meetings, and they'd be like, get a list of the people that you might sell to. Start getting relationships with them.
Yeah.
So about a
and
year
before. And this was your job.
So I was CEO. That was my job. Mm-hmm. And the job of a CEO, which is why you don't do it, right, is to raise money,
right.
set strategy,
yeah.
and... You know, make sure that, and hire the right people.
Right.
Right. Lisa does a great job at that.
She's very good at that.
You're awesome at doing this, at creating community and being right. the gel that pulls it all together.
Right.
So I did that. About a year before we sold, Discovery came out to Silicon Valley. And when these big companies do this, they talk to some of the top VC firms and say, hey, who do you got?
What do
who
you
should
got?
I meet?
Yeah.
And so they introduce them to a bunch of people, including us.
Nice.
And so I got to
know. This is where having a VC firm is good.
Yes, exactly.
Because they open doors for you.
Right. So I got to know the guys at Discovery.
Yeah.
It turns out that we were very similar in how we talked about ourselves. We did a distribution deal with them. We started putting Scam School on Discovery.com. We got to know each other better and better. And at some point, we crossed over that path of we're business partners to we should buy you.
Right. Right. And that worked out.
Everybody made money.
Right.
So everybody made a little money. Nobody made a lot of money.
But they got their money back, which is the most important thing.
It's a good thing. It's good not to lose
money. You'd like to make a little money.
For the VC firms want to make 10x to 20x.
Yeah. But they don't do that on every deal.
No, they don't.
They don't lose money on you. They're happy.
It's okay. They're fine with it. They like that.
Yeah.
Some of our angel investors did pretty well. Like, I brought Mark Cuban in towards the end. He probably tripled or quadrupled his money.
Nice.
Not a lot of money, but he did okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody made some. I mean, even the person that we hired a month before, I made sure got a little bit.
Good for you.
So, because it was important to me.
Good for you.
Everybody worked
but
hard.
But it's not, and now Discovery ran it for, and you were there.
I was 2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
I brought it in. We launched a ton of stuff. Bunch of new networks. We actually bought Phil DeFranco's company.
Oh, neat.
And so we built a lot of great stuff.